The Australian dollar is on the edge of parity this lunchtime, driven lower by the continuing political uncertainty in Greece. Financial markets are also factoring in a slowdown in the Chinese economy and concerns about US banks, with JP Morgan announcing a $2 billion trading loss. A lower dollar is good news for Australian exporters, but traders warn that the current correction is unlikely to be dramatic. Here's our business editor, Peter Ryan.
It's been a volatile year for the Australian dollar. This time last year, it was buying around 104 US cents. In August, it hit a high of 110.6 before plunging back to 94.4 US cents as the Eurozone crisis deepened and the United States lost its AAA credit rating from Standard & Poor's. Now Greece is the word once again, as efforts to form a coalition government there look like faltering.
The US dollar and the yen are quite strong this morning due to the fact that it seems as if the attempts to avoid a second election in Greece are breaking down, and that the and we're probably one step closer for Greece leaving the Eurozone. This has definitely hurt investor sentiment.
John Noonan is a senior markets analyst at Thomson Reuters. He says while Greece is the main factor for a softer dollar, China is also a worry. Given Friday's weaker than expected data for industrial production, investment and retail sales. But while the fall below parity seems imminent, John Noonan doesn't see a plunge that would help Australian exporters struggling under a high currency.
I don't see the Australian dollar going too much below, say, the 98.5 level. There's still a huge amount of interest from foreign investors in Australian bonds, almost as a safe haven play, or AAA status is still highly valued around the world. And this should give the Australian dollar a base somewhere around that 98-98.50 level.
The likelihood that Greece is one step closer to holding re-elections and that the anti-austerity mood will prevail is only adding to calls for Greece to exit the Eurozone. But Faribor's Mashirian from the Institute for Global Finance at the University of New South Wales says a return to the drachma isn't a practical solution.
Greece doesn't have really many choices. If they leave Eurozone, there is no certainty that the economy is going to rebalance rapidly. We know from the past, for instance, a country like Argentina had the flexibility of using its own currency about 10 years ago when they basically faced with crisis. Yet we know that Greece doesn't have a manufacturing base like Argentina, and they cannot simply survive without Eurozone.
With no easy options, John Noonan from Thomson Reuters says the only certainty is more volatility.
I think it's typical of how the markets have been trading ever since the GFC. They call it risk on, risk off, and traders tend to go and investors tend to go with a herd mentality. And when all looks good and everybody buys risk, and when suddenly the dark clouds come again, everybody sells risk. And so it makes for a fairly volatile environment. And again, Europe is the biggest reason for a lot of this volatility, simply because we've never seen a situation like we've seen in Europe before. They're kind of making it up as it goes along.
But Faribor's Mashirian says the worst-case scenario of Greece leaving or being kicked out of the Eurozone is now almost expected. And unlike a year ago, financial markets know it might be coming.
If this happens, say, now or in 6 months' time, the Eurozone policymakers are ready for it. Banking system is ready for it. The market has psychologically has factored this possibility. So it's not going to be as bad as, say, 18 months ago when it was going to lead to major catastrophic event within Eurozone.
While Greece lurches from bad to worse, Germany's commitment to austerity measures is being closely watched. Chancellor Angela Merkel's CDU party suffered an embarrassing election defeat in Germany's most populous state at the weekend. That could fuel opposition to her management of the Eurozone debt crisis and create even more uncertainty for global financial markets.
Business editor Peter Ryan.